USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited Texas and warned about the dangers of illegal immigration. During a discussion in San Antonio, he said people aren't safe.
Nobody has any idea how bad this is, and this has been going on for many years.
He said the first person he spoke to told him,
"We find dead people from Guatemala, Honduras, from El Salvador, from Mexico, all over."
He explained a border wall would save lives. The Trump administration's appealing a San Francisco judge's ruling that blocks the policy of returning asylum seekers to Mexico to await their court hearings. The administration says the ruling is unfair because it hinders efforts to secure the southern border. Stocks closed higher, the Dow adding 7 points, the S&P 500 up by 10, and the Nasdaq posted a 55-point gain. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated Pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Efforts are underway to find any people who may be trapped in the rubble after a huge gas explosion in downtown Durham, North Carolina. Firemen and police were already on the scene evacuating people when the explosion happened not far from Duke University. A contractor had severed a 2-inch gas line while working outside of a coffee shop. Fire Chief Bob Zoldos.
I don't know how many people they evacuated and got them out of the hazard zone prior to the explosion, but obviously they put their lives on the line to do it. And I'm sure there's people they saved because of it.
5 buildings were damaged, 1 person was killed, and 17 hurt, some of them critically. Ford is recalling nearly 327,000 F-Series pickup trucks in North America. This is a second recall to fix problems with an engine block heater cable. In December, Ford recalled 874,000 trucks because of contaminants possibly getting into the cables and causing corrosion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It was a bad day at work, up at 36,000 feet in the air. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
An American Airlines flight attendant keeping her job despite having spilled drinks all over the CEO of the airline. Maddie Peters and the rest of the crew were warned last week that CEO Doug Parker was going to be joining them on a flight from Phoenix to Dallas. The 28-year-old Peters says she was offering beverages in first class, but someone in the aisle bumped into her and it sent her tray flying, spilling drinks all over the CEO. Parker laughed it off and reassured the flight attendant that she would not be fired. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For the first time, humans have actually seen a black hole.
We have seen what we thought was unseeable.
Harvard University's Shepard Dolman speaks of a new picture showing a flaming ring of light swirling around a dark black hole. It's a region of space-time with such strong gravity that it pulls anything near it inside. Astrophysicist France Cordova heads the National Science Foundation, which hosted the big reveal to the media.
We've never actually seen the event horizon, that point of no return after which nothing, not even light, can escape a black hole.
The huge black hole is located in the constellation Virgo and is 6.5 billion times the mass of our sun. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.